If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy. Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Oh, it's that time. What is going on, everybody? Dominic Jimenez. I'm in for Rick. This week, a little bit of next week. I actually don't know how much further his trip with the Ballers extends beyond next week, but we'll cross that bridge when we arrive. Thank you for taking some time and joining me. I appreciate you listening and lending me your ear. I don't even know if... I think that's more if I'm venting. My Giants aren't that great, but I don't need to vent. Warriors, meh. Still don't need to vent. Niners, yeah, they're usually pretty good. And then they disappoint me. They let me down. Might need to vent about that, but I think I'm okay there. Thanks for tuning in, or wherever you might be listening. iHeart, iTunes, Stitcher, streaming on Sports Byline USA, Sirius, or on the American Forces Radio Network. Especially to you, I want to send extra thank you and gratitude for doing what you do to allow me to sit in a room by myself talking about sports and protecting us and keeping us safe. Breaking news. No, I'm just kidding. Brandon Ayuk hasn't been traded. All morning reports. Looks like they've got a framework with the Steelers. And like 5 minutes later. Yeah, they're continuing to talk. Nothing's been ironed out yet. They're discussing details. I told you, it's just until something happens, it's never going to go away. And then if Ayuk doesn't get traded, that opens up an entire can of worms of more the same news, different day. Because then we're going to get to the point where it's, okay, is he going to show up? Is he going to play? Is he going to try? Do the Niners care? Are they gonna still try to trade him? Never ending. Very, very much a hamster on a wheel at this point to be a 49ers fan and waiting for something to happen with Brandon Ayuk. At this point, I just want him to sign an extension with the 49ers and just be done with it. All right, we got J.D. Sharp on the other side. Dominic Jimenez, Tittle Lane Sports.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Before the break, I said we'll have J.D. Sharp on the other side, and I was wrong. We do not have J.D. Sharp, so it... just me and you, listener, you can give me a call and we can talk. Wait for it. Sports. Give me a call at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll talk sports. Big news. And I'm sorry. It feels like there's always something that I feel awful about when it comes to the A's. And it's nothing that the fans have done. It's just here as a Giants fan, I don't even know what the right phrasing is. I feel for the A's fans, and as if overall what's been happening this season isn't enough. Actually, it's not even just this season, but the year after year of trading away your top young prospects before you have to pay, not even prospects, young players before you have to pay them long term, the seeming lack of financial commitment to updating the ballpark, or at this point getting a new ballpark locally, and just the general vibe of disinterest from the ownership. I feel for fellow A's fans. Not fellow A's fans. I feel for A's fans. I grew up in the Bay Area. A lot of my friends are A's fans. And I see the pain. And the narratives that the national media ran with were dumb. Like, I get where the media was coming from. But they're not here. One of the things that drove me crazy. Oh, yeah, see, nobody's going to the A's games. So that's why they're moving, because nobody goes. Yeah, people aren't going, but that's because the ownership doesn't care about the fans. They're not actively trying to win. They're not putting out their best players that they, many are homegrown. They're not trying. That's why we're not going. And I think if you find any market, if there's a team, I don't even care the sport. If there's a team and they're actively not trying, or at minimum, they give off the impression to the fans that they're actively not trying, and it's a yearly struggle Would you show up? It's their way to protest. We don't like how you're running it, so we're not going to come support the team. That's why it's empty. So no, they don't have to move. And you saw the reverse boycott, and you've seen the support for the Ballers. People in the East Bay and the Bay Area in general want to root for Oakland and Oakland baseball. So with all of this, they're moving to SAC. And by the way, I was looking at the Giants schedule for next year because my buddy and I like to take a little trip every year around where the Giants go so we can knock out a stadium and maybe knock out a city we haven't been to before. And I'm looking at it, and I see on the schedule ATH. Now, I'm going to turn because one of the interns, Ben, is here. You don't have to say it super loud, but just give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down. So, you know, on a baseball schedule, it typically has the city, right? So, like, if the Giants were going to go play in Seattle, SEA. Washington would be SWH or something like that. The Mets are NYM. Do you know what ATH stood for on the Giants schedule?
ATH.
Yeah, ATH.
No.
So the Giants have a couple road games against ATH. It's the Athletics. Because they're in Sacramento, but not officially Sacramento. So it's not the city, because it's not in Oakland anymore. They're going to be in Sacramento next year. But you can't put SAC, because Sacramento actually is a baseball team already, the AAA team, the Rivercats. So it's ATH. It's just Athletics. It's brutal. I feel for A's fans. But now, I've talked about all the reasons I feel bad, and now I'm going to pile on and be a real jerk. I don't mean it in a malicious way, but it's just, it's factual because this happened. The Chicago White Sox losing streak is over because of the Oakland A's. They defeated the Oakland A's Tuesday night, 5-1. The 21-game losing streak is over. And I don't have a chart handy with me, but there was a list that I saw of some things that have happened since the White Sox last won a game. There is a player, and he's been traded, obviously, a couple times. I think he got cut. He got traded once and then got cut and signed somewhere else. But a guy has been on three teams since the White Sox last won the game. That's absurd. And I want to say it was something like Kamala Harris went from VP to the nominee and selected a vice president. Between the time the White Sox won games. That one I don't remember if I have right, but just so many things happened. 21 games. Kudos to the White Sox. I talked about them briefly yesterday, especially Miguel Vargas, one of the former top prospects for the Dodgers who got traded to the White Sox, going from kind of utility infielder, young guy for the Dodgers, to starter for the White Sox, but no, you got to go play for the White Sox. Well, they won 5-1, two losses shy of the modern record, which was 23. I can do that math. The bullpen, I highlighted how awful they've been all season. Since the All-Star break, the bullpen, 6.72 ERA. But on Tuesday, Dominic Leone, former Giant, forever Giant, Chad Kuhl, who I think used to play for the A's, and another forever Giant, John Brebbia, shut the A's down bullpen. Shut the A's down bullpen. That's a sentence. Shut down the A's after the starter cannon came out of the game. So the White Sox bullpen threw up zeros against the A's. 5-1. And you know, the White Sox have been a team, I want to say the last 5 to 8 years, where they built this team And it genuinely looked like, and pundits also agreed, hey, these guys might be pretty good. Some of the guys who have been on the team, you had the MVP, Jose Abreu. You had Yoan Moncada, who you had traded Chris Sale for. You have Luis Robert. You've got had Eloy Jimenez. You had Yasmani Grandal. There was reason for hope. I think they had Dallas Keuchel before he got extra bad. There was reason for hope to be a White Sox fan. And they, between a combination of guys got bad and other guys didn't improve, here we are a handful of years later, and we're talking about them almost setting a record for most consecutive losses. 21 in a row. I'm not looking at the lineup, but I know most of the players just because I play fantasy baseball, so I have a slightly unfair advantage in terms of knowing backups and moderately obscure players, but yeah, I'm sure most general baseball fans would have been like, huh? Who? I don't know who that is. Who is that? I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe him? No. Who's on first? Really quick before we go to break, Ben, when I say who's on first, do you know what that means?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. But to be fair, you're still in college and we're born in the 2000s, so I don't blame you. This is Dominic Jimenez, Titillating Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline
airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Oh, yes. Yeah, see, I knew I was hosting for Rick, so I spent the last couple days putting some new music in my little machine here in my computer. If you want to give me a call and participate, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And you heard me in the last segment turn a couple times to you're the last intern standing, Ben Murphy over here, and today is his last day. You've heard him, you've heard Alex Dorfler, who has already returned to school, and you heard Evan, and I feel bad because I don't remember Evan's last name, but Evan has also contributed to the news. He's going back to school as well. So on Ben's last day, I'm here. I thought, screw it. Why not? I'm already turning to him. I'm already asking him questions. I'm going to put a microphone in his face, and we're going to talk this segment and talk a little sports here. So, Ben, scale of 1 to 10, how nervous are you?
How nervous am I? Oh, got to be around a 9.
All right, good. let's try to make you more uncomfortable. I mean, just kidding. Let's make you right at home. Evan Egan, thank you, Darren. I knew it was... It was alliterative, and it was almost the same name twice, but I couldn't remember. Evan Egan, thank you. So one of the things that I was watching the Olympics, because they're on, and during the summer, it's kind of a slow time for TV. And I saw an equestrian rider, a jockey, I don't know what the right phrasing is, somebody riding a horse doing the jumping, and he was 52, and I'm like, that's pretty cool that there are sports in the Olympics where you don't have to be at the peak of your physical form in order to compete at a high level. He didn't win, but I think he's been in like 7 Olympics or something obscene like that. And then today I saw Andy McDonald, who I'm very familiar with from Great Britain, a skateboarder. Pretty sure he's been in at least a couple of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater video games. At 51, still riding. So I'm like, hey, that's really cool. These are people that, not that I grew up watching a Brazilian equestrian and horse jumping, but with Andy McDonald, that's somebody I literally grew up watching. So, Ben, I have some questions for you regarding the Olympics. You're 20, correct?
Yeah.
You're 20. Do the Olympics register for you at all, or do you just not care?
I think I resonate with certain sports. Like, there's definitely some sports that I've honestly, you see once every 4 years, you know, and like handball. I remember playing that in middle school, and all of a sudden, you know, I see it's in the Olympic Games. And obviously, it's super fun to watch, but, you know, it's like you probably won't see that in America until the next Olympics.
So I want to say handball is the only sport that USA doesn't have a team competing.
Oh, really?
I think that they have somebody representing the U.S. in everything but handball.
Wow.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you, because like when it comes to the Winter Olympics, yeah, it's cool to watch this the skiing. It's cool to watch the hockey, the figure skating. But I think the American population likes watching curling.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I love watching curling. I don't know why. It's not a fast-paced sport. There's not a ton going on. It's not a life or death situation at times, like bobsled or something like that, or skeleton luge where they're going head first just on like a sled. I'm fascinated by curling, and I guess that's a little bit where you're at. You're like handball, and we were talking badminton.
Yeah.
in Captured You. So do you go out of your way to, if you say like Team USA basketball is playing, or Noah Lyles is running, or Sha'Carri Richardson, or Katie Ledecky, one of these kind of people whose name that even if you're not a follower of that sport, you're familiar with it in the run-up to the Olympics. Do you go out of your way to seek out their races and that competition, or are you just if it's on, I'll watch it?
Most of the time, I would say, like, if it's on, it's on. But, you know, I'm a big basketball guy. I'll watch, you know, the tracks, you know, the track runners, obviously. But, like, usually, for the most part, it's kind of, you know, I'll flip on the TV, whatever's on, I'm like, all right, just going to throw it on. Because, like, on YouTube TV, they have the four different screens, so you can watch, like, a ton of different, you know, Olympic games going on. So I'll usually just do that, you know.
All right, so then with your parents now, are they super into the Olympics?
I would say my mom is a big, she likes watching the swimming. So,
because it's great.
Yeah, no, it is. It's I think it's really fun to watch too. But my dad will just watch anything.
Your dad doesn't care.
Yeah,
like, he'll watch Love Island if it's on and your mom's watching it. Whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah, because I've realized it feels like there's a, at least for me in my household, my mom is very into the Olympics and she's I'm into it too, but I'm not going to be like on pins and needles. And she gets really into it, and I just wonder if it's a generational thing. And I'm not sure, so that's why I'm getting your thoughts on it, because you're, God, you're 14 years younger than I am. I can't math. 13. I'm making myself too old here. So I was curious if how into the Olympics you were. And it's weird, because you're at that age now. I'm warning you. If it already hasn't happened to you, the realization is going to set in on you. Where all of these players that you grew up watching and loving are retired and don't play anymore.
Yeah, tell me about
it. It's going to be weird.
It's starting to happen.
Yeah, because now LeBron's getting a little old. Steph's getting a little old. Durant's getting a little old. Harden's getting up there. Russ, it's not comfortable. No. You're not going to like it. I'm telling you now. Dominic Jimenez, I'm speaking with the intern, Ben Murphy. You can hear him. One last newscast, which will be going out today. And Ben, I know you're a baseball guy too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Giants fan?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the direction that they took at the trade deadline, which was basically, we're going to free up a little bit of salary, and that's it. We're not going to buy. We're not really going to sell. We're going to get rid of Soler, save money on that contract. Okay, we're going to get rid of Cobb. We lose a little bit of starting pitching depth, but we're going to save some money. Then we're going to bring in Mark Canha. So you as a Giants fan, where do you lean one way or another on Farhan Zaidi's moves or lack thereof at the deadline?
Honestly, I feel like he's never really made that many moves at the deadline from what I can remember. But I think this year, I kind of like how, because, you know, we brought up Luciano, you know, again since that. And he's actually been hitting really well. And same with we brought Matos back up, I believe. Yeah. So I kind of like that we're giving the younger players a chance to create like a spark for our offense, because, you know, if you're a Giants fan, you know that we haven't had an offense in God knows how long. So I'm kind of excited to see the younger players step up and, you know, try to make a difference.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't do one way or another. And like you said, Farhan's got the track record now of not doing one thing or another.
Yeah.
Like it was a few years ago, Madison Bumgarner. It's like, okay, realistically, we're not going to make the play. We as the Giants, as a Giants fan, the Giants are not going to make the playoffs. Madison Bumgarner has a lot of value because of what he can do down the stretch in the playoffs. He's going to be a free agent. You know you're not going to re-sign him. Give him a handshake. Thanks for your service. Trade him. Get something for it. And they don't. They held on to him. Giants didn't make the playoffs. I'm not confident the Giants are going to make the playoffs this year. But they at least have a core of starting pitching. And Barry Bonds reincarnated, even though Barry Bonds is still alive, can't be reincarnated while you're alive. But Tyler Fitzgerald looking like Babe Ruth. Ramos has been dinged up a little bit, but I know he hit a home run on Tuesday. So it's amazing what happens when you let the kids play. You got nothing to lose. You might as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. I wonder if they're going to re-sign Blake Snell, though, because I know he has 1 year. Is it a player option after this year?
Oh, yeah, that's the Farhan special, man, the 1+1, the 1 year plus the player option. So
should be a team option.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Snell's going to opt out. Whether they bring him back is a different story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the teams that were super active at the deadline were the San Diego Padres. They made a ton of moves, brought in a lot of bullpen help, got the Marlins closer. There's so many of them. I think it's Tanner Scott. They brought in a couple other guys' names I'm alluding. And I didn't realize this because, again, as a Giants fan, I'm really just paying attention to the Giants. I know there's a there's so many teams vying for that wild card spot. But I didn't realize the Padres, since July 19th, have gone 12-2. They actually lead the wild card now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That flew under the radar, to be honest.
It really has. And it's amazing because the Padres seemingly trade all their prospects every deadline, every year in the offseason, bring in a star player, and then that guy is gone in like a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
Juan Soto, they gave up C.J. Abrams, Mackenzie Gore, and James Woods, all of whom are starting with the Nationals and generally are all pretty good. Mackenzie Gore has his starts where he looks awful.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. C.J. Abrams was an all-star. James Woods, in his first cup of coffee in the MLB, and he's been doing fine, showing off the prodigious power he has.
Saw yesterday.
And then Soto's gone. And then we're going to trade Soto again for Michael King and whoever else they got. Yet on an annual basis, the Padres are always in it. I don't know how far they're going to go. I don't know if they're even going to make the playoffs. But I have to tip my cap to A.J. Preller. A.J., if he's even still there, I think it's still Preller. But I tip my cap to the front office of the Padres, seemingly trading their best prospects every year, not retaining any of these players that they acquire long term, and they still get the job done.
All right? And they still have Tatis. He's still out.
Yeah, and Tatis is hurt, so they're playing well without literally their best player.
It's crazy.
All right, that is Ben Murphy. Thank you so much for taking some time and hopping on with me, man. I appreciate you.
Of course. Anytime.
Right. I'm Dominic Jimenez. You can now converse with me, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, and we'll talk some sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
All right, welcome back. We've got another long segment here. Plenty of time for you to call in. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. I'll see the light blinking. I'll lock you in. No screening. I'm doing all the jobs here today. No screening. It'll just, you'll be thrown onto the radio. Heard worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network, too. And on Sirius XM. And on Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeart, iTunes. Streaming live, SportsBylineUSA.com. All right, I think the biggest... Until Brandon Ayuk finally does or doesn't get traded. Sorry, I think I'm just going to keep referring back to that as my... That's my comfort sentence. Haven't heard anything new about Brandon Ayuk. All right, let me change gears now. No, I think the biggest news... Non-Olympics, non-what we've seemingly been talking about forever with the Ayuk thing. Jim Harbaugh. The hammer's finally come down on him. At least a little bit. I say a little bit because he's not in college anymore. He's not coaching college football. He's not part of the NCAA anymore. He's back in the NFL. The head coach of the, I almost said it, but I didn't, Los Angeles Chargers. I almost did it. I was so close to saying San Diego, caught myself. Los Angeles Chargers. Ben's looking at me like, San Diego Chargers? What are the San Diego Chargers? What are you talking about? See, now I don't know if you're messing with me. Okay, you do know that, okay. Just, you never know, because it's been like 4 or 5 years, so you were in high school. You may not have remembered. I don't know. Anyway, the hammer has come down on him from the NCAA, and none of this matters unless he decides to go back to college football, which I'm pretty sure he's not going to. I think at this point, he's going to ride it out with the Chargers, reevaluate, depending on how good or how poorly they do. Maybe he re-ups. Maybe he gets fired. I don't see a scenario in which he goes back to college football. It's one of those things. What else is there for him to do? He literally won a national championship with his alma mater. Does it really get any better than that? Bringing home a title to the school that you hold near and dear to your heart that hasn't won in a while? I don't think it gets much better than that. So I don't see any reason he would want to necessarily go back to college football. And now with this new punishment, and I realize I keep mentioning the punishment and haven't gotten into the details yet, but now with that there, why would he go back? So here it is. Former Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh, as I mentioned. What happened to him? Well, he got a 4-year show cause penalty for his role in the Wolverines' recruiting violations case, and he's also basically suspended for a year should he go back. It has nothing to do with Connor Stallions and the sign-stealing scandal. Ben can vouch. I'm not going to turn the mic on, but he can vouch. I butchered that really bad about 5 minutes ago during the break. Sign-stealing scandal. Nailed it. It is the tongue twister of the day, as sponsored by Dominic Jimenez. They determined that Harbaugh violated, quote, violated recruiting and inducement rules, engaged in unethical conduct, failed to promote an atmosphere of compliance, and violated head coach responsibility obligations. They also said he would be suspended for 100% of his first season if he returned to college coaching during the four-year show cause period. The violations included texting during the COVID-19 recruiting dead period, analysts performing on-field coaching, and coaches watching workouts over Zoom during the shutdown. Harbaugh's, quote, unethical conduct and, quote, failure to cooperate, as well as what the NCAA described as, quote, his provision of false or misleading information, constituted a level one NCAA violation, according to their statement. That makes now five former Michigan staff members who have reached an agreement with the NCAA in April for penalties associated with the case. That's five. Harbaugh's resolution was handed separately, though, and the NCAA said, yeah, responsibility of the coach. You didn't meet that standard. Quote, they said, quote, the panel noted that Harbaugh's intentional disregard for NCAA legislation and unethical conduct amplified the severity of the case and prompted the panel to classify Harbaugh's case as level one aggravated, with penalties to include a four-year show cause order. Michigan received an initial copy of the notice back in January of 2023 and slowed it down enough that here we are in the middle of 2024 and the hammer has been dropped on Jim Harbaugh. And it's one of those situations where if you're Michigan, sure, all of this drama probably lost you Jim Harbaugh, but you got a natty out of it. You got a national championship out of it. Do you really care that he broke all these rules? His rules are not impacting you as a school moving forward. At least I don't think Michigan's been levied with any loss of scholarships or loss of a home game or any kind of violation punishment like that. To my knowledge, they haven't received anything like that. So if I'm the AD, was Jim Harbaugh ultimately a headache? Probably. Was this whole case a headache? Absolutely. We got that revenue, baby, that national championship revenue. The merch. Forget ticket sales. Forget extra slice of the pie on TV deals. You got to sell national championship merch. People love college football in this country. A lot of people love the Michigan Wolverines. Even people who may not care about college sports, they like the team name. They like the color. Now, I'm not an NCAA guy, so I don't have the new NCAA video game. But guess what? Michigan's the champs in that, too. Okay? I'm not saying, oh, yeah, they got extra money because they got to be named the champions. No, that's not the case. However, the branding. It's like you think Alabama, you think football because they're hella good at it. And they have been for the last 20-plus years. So I hate using sports cliches, but you know, at the end of the day, I think it was worth it. I think Michigan, the Alumni Association, the president of the school, the Board of Regents, whatever, any high-up person at Michigan, and if you ask the students, they really don't care that we may have cheated a little bit. We got a national championship. We got to celebrate on campus, sick parties, trophy presentation in the big house. I believe it's the big house. I'm sorry if I'm offending any college football players, but they got to party. Life's been good on campus. Cold? Sure. Fun? Absolutely. Grand scheme of things, it's a win. And Jim Harbaugh, just like everybody else, I don't think he cares. Did he violate rules? NCAA says, yeah, absolutely did. But here's the punishment, Jim. If you ever come back, I don't think Jim Harbaugh cares. You know what Jim Harbaugh cares about? winning with the Chargers, making Justin Herbert better than he already is, figuring out who his running back is going to be, because I know Austin Eckler's gone. Honestly, I have no idea who's going to be the starting running back for the Chargers. But Jim Harbaugh's ready for the NFL season. He's worried about training camps. He's worried about if some guy who may or may not be holding out is worth the headache. That's what, you know what he's worrying about? Stopping Patrick Mahomes twice. That is what Jim Harbaugh is worried about right now. He does not give a flying you-know-what at all that he is going to get suspended for a year if he ever comes back to coach in college football. Least of his worries. And don't forget, he gets to do all this in Los Angeles. The weather. He doesn't have to worry about snowy games in Michigan, going to Ohio State in the freezing cold. He doesn't have to worry about any of that. Jim Harbaugh essentially is living his best life right now. He's got a bunch of money from Michigan. He's got a bunch of money coming in on his contract from the Chargers. He's in a division where at least they have a good shot of being a wild card. Maybe they're not going to win the division because of the Chiefs. Maybe not. But I don't think he's overly afraid of the Raiders and the Broncos. Jim Harbaugh has a lot of money. He's got a national championship. And he's living in Southern California. But if he ever goes back to college, he'll get suspended for a year. Yeah, you know what? Jim says, I don't give... And I'll let you finish the sentence, listener. All right, we're going to hit a break here on Titillating Sports. I'm Dominic Jimenez. Still time to call in 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, and we'll talk some sports.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
All right, closing things down for this edition of Titillating Sports. Still a couple minutes, so if you want to hop on and participate, give me a call. 1-800-878-7529. You know, when somebody wins, it's always fun to hear. Is anything. It's always to hear how are you going to celebrate? What are you going to do? You know, you have the famous, I'm going to Disney World with the NFL. Oh, you know, with this windfall, I'm going to buy my mom a house. Going to take care of my family. Oh, I'm going to treat myself and get a car or some jewelry, whatever it might be. But, about to tell you one that I guarantee you haven't heard yet. So, Arisa True, she is a 14-year-old skateboarder from Australia. She just won a gold medal in vert at the Olympics. So, first off, congratulations to Arisa. Arisa, I apologize. Not sure how to pronounce it. I didn't catch the vert competition. But she won gold. And her parents, before she went to the Olympics, I guess said, hey, we're going to get you a gift if you win. What would you like? Ben, have you seen this story yet? It's Arisa True. She's a teenager skateboarder who won at the Olympics. She won a gold medal. Have you seen the story about what she has asked her parents for as a gift to celebrate?
I have not.
Okay, I'm going to give you three guesses. 14-year-old from Australia. Give me three guesses on what she asked as a gift from her parents.
Is one of them money?
No.
A car? A future car?
You'd think. No.
Man.
Last one. Last
if I was 14,
guess.
What would I want?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Unlimited TV.
What a nerd. No, I'm just kidding. No. Arisa True has asked her parents for a pet duck. She's asked for a pet duck. And her quote was, the gift I asked from my parents if I won was a pet duck. Because ducks are really cute. I respect it. I thought maybe you were going to go puppy. Yeah, I thought you might say puppy.
I should have guessed animal, to be honest.
And I would have said, hey, you're actually kind of close. It's an animal. It's not a puppy. You probably at that point would have said cat. Mm-hmm. Like, not a traditional domestic animal that she wants. And I don't know where you would have gone from there. Snake?
Yeah, oh my God.
Hamster?
Some people got like, you
a
know.
A ferret?
Pet like cheetahs. You ever seen those?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure a 14-year-old's not going to ask for a pet cheetah, though. Or she could ask, but I don't think her parents are going to get her a pet cheetah.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for playing What Did the 14-Year-Old Australian Ask For Game, Ben. Appreciate it. Oh, man. A pet duck. That's a new one. You could have given me 100 guesses. Wasn't going to get a pet duck. But congrats again to Arisa True, 14-year-old skateboarder from Australia. Won gold in the women's vert. And she's only 14, so realistically, 18, 22, 26, 30. She could potentially be competing in at least four more Olympics. And if she wins those, that's, count them, five gold medals. Who knows? I'm Dominic Jimenez. We'll get at it again tomorrow. Titillating Sports, Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Yeah, man, I hope we don't have brain damage.
Great way to end the show.